everybody. Happy Wednesday. It is a beautiful day here in Marin County, and this is DJ Aquarius here, and you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. So, I am your host for today, and the name of this show is called Just Sayin', where you can get all your entertainment and pop culture news. Today is my very, very first show. And I am just want to stop and say thank you to all those who are joining me today. I appreciate all the listenings, all the people listening, and it's going to be fun. So let's get started. Since this show is all about entertainment, I decided to kick this episode off by talking about the biggest entertainment event that has happened in the past week. And it happens every year, and most of you know it as the Grammys. Okay, so the Grammys just happened this past Sunday, and what surprised me the most about it is that I actually tuned in. And a lot of you might be asking yourselves, why would I, as somebody who loves entertainment so much, be so surprised that I tuned into one of the biggest award shows of the year? And the simple explanation for that is, as much as I love show business, I really think in today's time, it is absolute crap. I really, really do. And that's the nicest way that I can put it. And so, it just, for anybody that knows me, it's a really shocking thing that I would actually tune into an award show like this. I do occasionally, if something, if I know an event is going to happen. Last year, I watched the Grammys because, sadly, Whitney Houston passed away, and I wanted to see the tribute that was going to be done for her. But on average, I don't pay attention to these things. I am very, very cynical, and as you follow my show, you will discover that I'm very critical of the performers out there these days. I think the word talented is just thrown around too loosely. I think too many people are praised for being talented when they're really not. And that's partly why I wanted to do this show. I wanted to put a stopper to all that, or at least allow my voice to be heard. It's sadly the people out there today, I think, for the most part, are not talented. So fortunately, nobody major died this year, so I wasn't tuning in to, you know, hear about, you know, somebody like Whitney Houston or Michael Jackson passing away. This year, I tuned in because there were a few happenings that I thought were worth tuning in for, such as there is a new singer-songwriter named Ed Sheeran, 21 years old from England, who has recently been making waves here in America, and I think he's absolutely fantastic. For a 21st century artist, I think he's very good. I think if he had come around a few decades earlier, I think he would have some serious competition. But I think because he's around today, when so much of the stuff going on in the entertainment world is absolute crap, I think he really stands out as somebody that has a decent amount of talent, Ed Sheeran. And he has, you know, gained popularity with his song. He has a great song called A-Team, and he has another one that's called Lego House. And if any of you ever get a chance to watch the music video, it's hilarious. Rupert Grint is in it. And it's almost a comedy, even though it's a very serious song. So anyway, I got word that Ed Sheeran was going to be performing at the Grammys this year. And that gave me enough reason to want to tune in just to see him. I found him to be talented enough that I thought that he was worth tuning in to see. And not only that, but he was going to be performing with Elton John, who is a great show business legend, and, you know, back in the days when people actually had talent. And so I decided that this was worth seeing. Ed and Elton did perform at the very beginning. Ed and Elton performed A-Team, and they both were excellent. What I was shocked about more than anything was how great Ed was. And even to a point, I can't believe I'm saying this, but almost better than Elton, I think. I love Elton John, and I think he is a true legend. And I think he has done so much for music. But I just thought that his voice was a little bit too deep for this for this particular song. And so I thought, I actually thought that Ed did a much better job than Elton. And there were times when Elton was singing, and I've never thought I would ever hear the day when I would say this, but there were times when I really wanted Elton John to just stop singing and play the piano so I could just hear Ed's voice. And so that's a real compliment to Ed Sheeran. One big disappointment for me was with this year's Grammys was that Ed Sheeran did not win any Grammys. And I was so upset about that because I thought he, of all people, deserved to win one. When you look at the quality of songwriting these days that comes out and just the cheap music videos and, you know, everything is just about nothing more than sex and money and, you know, God knows what. Ed really manages to write beautiful lyrics, well thought out lyrics, and actually has some soul in his voice. And so the fact that he was overlooked this year and did not win a single award, I was very, very disappointed about. So anyways, a few days before the Grammys, Ed was doing an interview and he was asked if he thought that he would win the Grammy this year for Best Song. And he actually said no, that he didn't think that he would win. There was another group that he thought would win. And I am going to return from a commercial break. And when I do, you guys are going to hear who he thought would win and if his prediction was right. So you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. And this is Just Saying, and this is DJ Aquarius here, and we will be right back after this short break.
The long way, we knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it, but just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. Look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pull me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from. I made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot. Corners will be selling. Africa been by the home of the hip-hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair. They act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked. City, it's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special, and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice, CeeLo, three card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace, Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade. Long live the King, yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's girls need blinders so they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple Eve, caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style, and in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin, and Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. MDMA got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Dominican.edu. That was a little Alicia Keys and Jay-Z for you with Empire State of Mind. And before that, we had Shania Twain going. So anyways, this is DJ Aquarius, and the show is called Just Saying. Today is my very first day. And before the music break, I was discussing how the English songwriter, singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran predicted that he would not win the Grammy this year for Best Song, but he did have an idea of who would win. And before I tell you who, he was nominated for Best Song along with Carly Rae Jepsen for Call Me Maybe, Kelly Clarkson for Stranger, and some random guy named Miguel for a song that I've never heard called Adorn. I should probably go on YouTube at some point and give that a listen. But Ed predicted that Fun would win for, because another band named Fun was also nominated for their song We Are Young. And Ed Sheeran predicted that Fun would win. He was quoted as saying that they had the biggest song of the year, and so they would probably be the winners. And not only is Ed Sheeran extremely talented, but he must be psychic, because he was right. Fun did win for their song We Are Young. And congratulations to Fun. I'm sure that it must feel awesome for them. I have to say I was very disappointed about this. I was talking about this earlier. Personally, I don't get that band, Fun. They don't make any sense to me. They're an odd band. I will say I think that they are a very hardworking band. I remember watching interviews with them, and they seem to be very dedicated. They were talking about how they've been doing, you know, that they've been dealing with in the music business for a long time, never thought they'd make it. Their families have been extremely supportive of them. So they really do seem, they don't just seem like one of these sort of up and coming, you know, from American Idol, off X Factor, just won and now I have a whole bunch of fame and success. They really seem like they've been working for the attention and for the praise that they've been getting. So for that, I can commend them. But I really don't think Fun is that great of a band. They're actually quite odd. I think, you know, they won a number of awards at the Grammys this past Sunday. And I just don't get them. I think, really, they come off as a bunch of Queen wannabes to me. They all want to be Queen. And the lead singer, whose name is Nathaniel Roos, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, R-U-E-S-S, I'm pronouncing it Ruiz, yeah, he really comes off like he's a Freddie Mercury wannabe, you know, I mean, that was the vibe that I got from him. His voice is okay, it's really not that great, but you know, whatever, what does it matter what I think, they won, so sometimes that's just how life goes. However, somebody that I was very impressed with was the host of the Grammys this past year, LL Cool J, who I thought, you know, what's really extraordinary about LL is that he also hosted last year. So he's hosted back to back, and I can't think of anybody else that's done that. And I can't imagine the pressure that he must feel having hosted one Grammy show in 2012 and then hosting again in 2013. But he really seems to enjoy it. And he always seems to have a good time with it. He never seems to take anything for granted, but he doesn't seem to take it too seriously either. He just seems to have a really good time with it. And I was very impressed with that. I've always been very impressed with his personality as well. He's not like a typical rapper, you know, you get that sort of, you know, that sort of arrogant, all about money, all about women, all about cars sort of attitude, and he just doesn't have that at all. He's always seems very humble and gracious and actually a true family man. I'm very impressed with LL. And last year was really when I took a strong liking to him after the passing of Whitney Houston. Sadly, Whitney Houston had passed the night before the Grammys at an annual Grammy party that's hosted every year in Beverly Hills by Clive Davis. LL handled the situation. I thought that was a very tough position for him to be in, to have to host a Grammy show and to have one of the biggest pop icons in the world, you know, pass away just a few hours before. And he handled the situation with such grace and such poise and such sensitivity, and was still able to carry on and give everybody a good time, but still remember Whitney Houston, and still, you know, pay respect to her to her legacy. And I thought that was very commendable. And this year he did equally as good of a job. And he just always seems to be grateful for every moment and really celebrate the position that he's in without being too cocky about it. And let's not forget that he himself is also a 2-time Grammy winner. So I thought that was really awesome to have him back. And he's one of the few people I can think of where I would not mind if he hosted every year. I can never get enough of him hosting. He really does, you know, go that extra mile whenever he's doing something, whether it's hosting or producing a record or whatever it is that he's doing. So well done, LL. And I thought another great Grammy moment was when, of all people, Prince, another great legend, made an appearance to present the Grammy for Best Pop Duo Group Performance. It's very rare for Prince to appear on anything. He's very introverted, very, very private. He's, he's not like another, that's another thing that I love. He's not like the typical celebrities of today. He's very old school. He doesn't tweet. He's not on Facebook. He doesn't, air his public life for everybody to see. He doesn't do reality shows. You know, he's all about the music. He's a true performer. And I think a lot of young performers could stand to learn from him. So I am going to take a quick break. And when I come back, we are going to talk about who won the award for Best Pop Duo Group. The award was presented by Prince, and we're going to talk about who won and the precious moment that happened when the winner received their award. So we will be right back. This is radio.dominican.edu, and this is DJ Aquarius hosting Just Saying. Just working, even though you find it's not enough. Even though you find it's not enough.
Some may win the lottery, but cash is up the ass is all you'll get. Peace of mind is everything, so watch your own before it's gone. Cause in this life you keep running, running. If you don't, you won't catch up. Waste your time just working, working. Even though you find it's not enough.
Song that we're singing, come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy.
We had a dream, we'd go traveling together. We'd spread a little love and it would keep moving on. Something always happens whenever we're together. We get a happy feeling when we're singing a song.
Traveling along, there's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy.
Thank you. and brick squirted up in my cup and naked up the way in a backpack and not the wall. Out of the bed, and I'm talking to the deal in the inner I'm the wrecker, wrecker, wrecker. We'll be right back.
to a bar or a site or somebody like that and try to put on my makeup in a mirror and crash, crash, crash into a ditch. Just plan. She needs a golden calculator to divide the time it takes to look inside and realize that real guys go for real down to Mars, girl. Yeah, I know you like to thank you. Don't stay, but lean a little bit closer. See, roses really smell like boo boo boo. Yeah, roses really smell like boo.
But her attitude is party. When I met her at a party, she was hardly acting. I said, Shawty, would you call me? She said, pardon me, are you bawling? I said, darling, you sound like pausing. Oh, so you're one of them. Get geeked at the sight of an ATM receipt. But game been peak. Dropping names, she's weak. Tricking off. This loss was taken for a geek. Quick way to eat. Deep place to sleep. Rent a car for a week. Trick for a treat. No, go on the road. My ace test is flawless. Regardless, we don't want to get involved with all them lawyers and judges. Just to hold grudges in the courtroom. I want to see your support, and I support you.
DJ Aquarius, and you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. So anyway, before our music break, we were discussing Prince presenting the award at the Grammys for best pop duo group performance. And I was mentioning that it was a very adorable moment because the people that won were just absolutely smitten that Prince presented the award, and Prince was actually smitten with them because apparently they had released one of his favorite songs of the year. So it was just kind of sweet both ways for them. And so anyways, the group that won was Gotye for Somebody That You Used to Know, and it was a duet with a New Zealand singer named Kimbra. And they won for best pop duo group performance. And it was just so adorable. Prince came on to present the award, and he was holding the Grammy. And when he opened the card, you could just see this expression come on his face of just pure joy. And he said, oh, I love this song. And then he called out Gotye and Kimbra, and they accepted the award. And Gotye just went on and on and on about how much he loved Prince growing up and how much Prince's music has meant to him and how much Prince has encouraged him as a musician. And, you know, all three of them were just standing on stage just gushing. And it was just one of the sweeter moments of the Grammys, I definitely thought. I thought that was very nice that Prince had so much respect for these newer musicians, and they had so much respect for him, and he ended up giving them the award. It was just one of those really awesome moments. Something else making headlines with Prince was his outfit that he wore to the Grammys. Usually Prince is known for wearing the most flamboyant getups, you know, purple capes and glitter everywhere and high heel shoes or whatever it is that he wears, you know. And oddly enough, I mean, just so unlike him, he showed up wearing nothing more than black pants and a black glittery hoodie, and he had the hood on, so he was just black on black, And the only thing flamboyant about it was just the glitters on his jacket. That was just so unlike him. And maybe he did it just to shock people because he knew that it was unlike him. So he knew it would get some attention. Who knows? He was also using a cane. And I'm not sure for what, because he didn't appear to have any sort of injury whatsoever. But he had this black cane in hand. So maybe that was part of his outfit or persona for the night. So, that was Mr. Prince. And then going on to another wonderful moment that night. I mean, the night was just filled with legends, and that's why I'm glad that I tuned in. There were Sting joined Bruno Mars on stage to sing a song called Locked Out of Heaven. Now, in all honesty, I don't think very much of Bruno Mars whatsoever. And I have always said that he is a wannabe Sting and a wannabe Michael Jackson put together, and he is neither. You know, he's just not that good, in my opinion, at all. He's just one of those people where I just feel like he thinks he's a lot better than what he really is. But he did bring Sting on stage, and I was just so excited to see him. He did such a great job. He hasn't lost any of his pizzazz at all. He's still got his star quality. And Sting actually made the song better. I was, because I never thought that there was any hope for that song. I always thought it was just kind of a crappy, you know, police wannabe song. Kind of like Don't Stand Too So Close to Me. What's that song called? I believe, is it called Don't Stand So Close to Me? It's a song the police sing about their teacher and being hot for their teacher. It might be called Hot for Teacher. I'm not sure. I think that could actually be the title. But anyway, it, Sting sang part of it, and it was better when he sang it. So he actually did Bruno Mars a big favor. Kind of unlike what happened with Elton John and Ed Sheeran, where Ed Sheeran actually, I think, did a much better job than Elton John. So after that song, a few other legends came on stage, or the sons of legends. Damian Marley and Ziggy Marley came out and sort of joined this ensemble cast, along with Bruno Mars and Sting and Rihanna. You know, and they all sang Give Me Love as a tribute to Bob Marley, who has now been gone for 22 years, passed away 22 years ago. And despite the fact that I'm not really a Rihanna fan, can't stand Bruno Mars whatsoever, to see Sting and Ziggy Marley and Damian Marley up there was really, really amazing, and it was worth it to see that. And despite the presence of Bruno Mars and Rihanna, they didn't bring it down at all. I just, you know, I think the star power of Damian and Ziggy and Sting just really overpowered any lack of stage presence that Rihanna and Bruno have. And it was just a really, really beautiful moment, and it was really worth tuning into. So that was another wonderful, wonderful moment. And also another big surprise, Justin Timberlake, JT, has returned to music. And some of you may actually be surprised to hear what I think about that. So I will be back. I'm going to take a quick break. This is radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Aquarius hosting Just Sayin'. And when I come back, I'm going to give you my opinion on Justin Timberlake and his return to music. So stay tuned for that. We'll be right back.
Just turn the tables. I told her we'd still be friends.
Then we made our true love vow.
Wonder what she's doing now. Summer dreams ripped at seams. But those
Aquarius here, and you are listening to Radio. This is radio.dominican.edu, and this is Just Sayin' with your host DJ Aquarius here. And anyway, before our music break, I was mentioning that Justin Timberlake has made his big return to music after, I think, has it been 4 years? 4 years since he left the music scene. And some people were wondering if he was ever going to come back. And he finally has. And I said that you might be surprised with my opinion of him and his performance on Sunday, this past Sunday. And probably a lot of people would be surprised to know that I am actually a supporter of his, despite the fact that he's what I call a newer artist. I mean, granted, he's been around since the 90s, but he's not old school, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s. So I still kind of consider him a newer, you know, slash younger artist. But I'm actually a huge supporter of his. I think, you know, one of the many reasons for that is because I feel like he's one of the few people, if you took away all the flashing lights and, you know, all the lasers and all the backup dancers and just put him somewhere, you know, in front of a building somewhere, he actually could entertain you. I'm not saying he's the greatest entertainer ever, but I do think that he could do a decent job at keeping you entertained. And for that, I actually would label him as somebody that does have a speck of talent in him. And so I was very, very excited to see him return to music. It was nice to get that comeback, you know, in a world where we don't have very much talent showing itself right now. It was great that he kind of came back and kind of showed some of these, you know, new Justin Bieber folks and Rihanna's and all these people, you know, how it's supposed to be done. He has a new album that's supposed to come out March 19th. It's called The 2020 Experience. And his new big hit, is called Suit and Tie, featuring Jay-Z, and he did a really awesome job. I thought his performance was very old school. You know, he went out there literally wearing a suit and a tie. He didn't have a whole lot of flashing lights or anything going off, or a lot of crazy backup dancers and people swinging off the ceilings. It was, I mean, he was up there and he did, you know, as the song progressed, he did sort of have a live band behind him that were all dressed in suit and ties. And as the stage, you know, went up in the background, there was, you know, there were organ players all sort of dressed in old school robes, and they were sort of, you know, playing this sort of old school sort of Marvin Gaye sound, and he was singing along with it. And I thought it was a really good performance, and I was very pleased to see him make his return. And moving on from that, the Grammys released a new dress code, and I swear this is because of Jennifer Lopez, because she always turns up naked. And so for this, I think they were forced to release a new dress code. And I'm actually going to read it to you. It literally says, please be sure that the buttock and female breast are adequately covered. Thong-type costumes are problematic. Please avoid exposing bare fleshy undercurves of the buttocks and buttock crack. I'm not kidding, folks. It really says this. Bare sides or undercurvature of the breast is also problematic. Please avoid sheer see-through clothing that could possibly expose female breasts, nipples. Please be sure the genital region is adequately covered so that there is no visible puffy bare skin exposure. The end. And I swear this all started a few years ago where Jennifer Lopez showed up wearing this see-through green outfit that she was wearing. And people have just been getting crazier and crazier and more willing to expose their goods every year. And despite the fact that this rule was made, you know, what's a good rule without a few rule breakers? Alicia Keys, Ashanti, Katy Perry, Rihanna, and of course Jennifer Lopez again all broke these rules. But Jennifer Lopez was a bit more covered up than she was the time a few years ago, when she, you know, sparked a frenzy by showing up in the see-through green outfit. So anyway, today, before I end the show, I want to say that Al Gore is going to be making an appearance tonight at Angelica Hall at 7 p.m. And so that should be interesting. So it would be great if everybody would tune in. That's going to be at 7 p.m. here at radio.dominican.edu. And also I want to wrap up by saying happy Valentine's Day to everybody. I hope you guys get lots of candy and flowers and chocolate. And I want to say happy Valentine's Day to a very special guy named David out in Gateshead, England, of all places. So happy Valentine's Day. You know who you are. So thank you for tuning in to the very first episode of Just Sayin'. I am your host, DJ Aquarius, and I will be here every Wednesdays from 4 to 5 p.m. And that's all for now. So keep on enjoying your afternoon. This is radio.dominican.edu.
Got to explore.
I found my world, now can we swerve?
Shut that up, shut the down. Shut down, you don't know that.
My little brown thing, I want to take it from this white boy. I want to give it to you real good.
You're my little brown, 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 brown.
Cause I could do it like no other dude. It's verbally, I'm conversating with the brother Luke. We straight lounging, vibing off your brown skin. Green deserving the crown and dig your whole style in. Your aura, I'm walking down any corridor. There's none after you, seems like none before you. Or what is the man supposed to?